Everybody, thanks for joining us. A quick heads up, today is Destination Health. Normally on Destination Health, no matter how long I go, I never get to all the questions. Today might be your chance. Calls right now for some reason are a little light, which is your opportunity. If you want to get in with a question, a comment, a topic, anything at all, press one on your phone right now. I guarantee we'll get to you. If you wait till we get started, the lines could fill up like they normally do. So if you want to jump in, go ahead and do it quick. Go ahead and press one on your phone. We're going to get started. I'll keep you updated.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. My co-host is Kim Cockerham. You can find us on Facebook. Search for Destination Health on the Audio Road Network. This is the show where we take your calls and answer your questions about everything health, diet, fitness, nutrition, training, supplements, drugs, disease, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. We've been lied to for decades, and it's killing us. Kim and I are here to help you find the truth and find your destination health. We're going to get to those calls in just a little bit. Kim, it's that time of the week.
And it came fast again. I love it.
It did. Boy, I have so much I don't even know where to start. Almost all of it comes out of the fact that I just got back from the NTA annual conference, and there was just so much going on there. I spoke at two sessions, so I was really happy to be there and be part of that. Where do I want to start? Let me start with an idea. I'm working on an idea. And what brought this up was when I spoke, one of the panels that I spoke on, I was with two doctors who are very, very highly credentialed, like on the board of Harvard Medical School. And I mean, if I went through their credentials, it'd take me 10 minutes. And it was a little intimidating because here's these two doctors with these amazing credentials, and they've done amazing work. They both have excellent books. They both have new books coming out. They're very, very active in the functional medicine and nutrition world. And, you know, there I was, just graduated last June. But the interesting thing was, at the end of the panel, I had a lot of people come up to me and say, "We really loved what you did because you made it easy to understand." And nothing against the two with all the credentials, but I was having a hard time following some of the stuff they were talking about. That's the world they're in, though. They're deep into research. They get down to the nitty gritty, and they're really good at what they do. But the people in the audience were more like me. They're either new NTPs or, you know, maybe they've been working as an NTP for a couple of years, but they don't have that really deep research or medical background. So I got thinking, people kept saying, "Boy, you took something that was so complicated and you made it simple. Now I get it." And that's really what I've been doing in trucking forever. I mean, people have said, you know, you take taxes and you make it easy. You take fuel tax or fuel mileage and you make it to where we can understand it, which really is kind of what I do. That's one of my strengths. So I got thinking, how do I really, really just simplify the process that we've been working on for 2 years? You know, we've talked about a lot of this stuff. If I had to sit down and explain what we do to give somebody the biggest benefit in the shortest period of time without a lot of research and getting too in-depth into things. So I've been working on this ever since I got back, and I've got it down to 5 steps. And I think in 5 pretty simple steps, we could fix 95% of the health problems that people face. And the interesting thing is, step 1 doesn't require anybody's help. You can do step 1 completely on your own. And step one, if I had to guess, will probably fix 80% of everybody's problems. Then the next four steps are working with somebody if you want to address the other 15 or 20% of the issues. So I'm not sure. I'm going to work on it some more. I'm not sure if I can make it any easier than this. Step one, we've said this 1,000 times in the last 2 years, but I can't stress it enough. Eat real food. Done. Mm-hmm. We would solve 80% of the problems people are facing if they would just do that. Just eat real food. If you were to never put another piece of processed food in your mouth, you would probably solve 80% of your problems. You don't need anybody. I mean, if we think about it, we know what real food is. The one group of food that I would tell people, you may think it's real, but it's not, our grains. And they may be natural, but they're not real food for humans. We were never meant to eat grains. So if you eliminate that group of food, then just eat real food. It shouldn't have a package, shouldn't have a label, shouldn't have an ingredient list. It's just real food. The exception to that would be a recipe where you combine real food. Then it might have an ingredient list, but every ingredient should be real food. The next step, I'll go through them real quick, the next four. Fill out a NutriQ. And then we target the areas that, you know, if the diet doesn't fix these, we know where we need to go. Three would be targeted supplements, something 2 years ago I probably would have fought about. Now I know better. Step four, some testing. You know, a fit test. You brought up mineral testing, hair analysis. We're going to get into that. There are several tests we can do to identify deficiencies in the body. And mostly what we're looking for, and this is the big difference between what we would do and what the traditional medical community does. If the medical community does testing, they're looking for a problem they can solve with a drug. If we do testing, we're looking for a deficiency that you could fix your diet. So if we do mineral analysis, what we're looking for is maybe you're just short on zinc and that's causing problems. So let's add zinc to your diet. If for some reason you either just don't like those foods that have a lot of zinc or they're not easily accessible, then we could supplement with zinc. And that's what I mean by targeted supplementation. And the reason supplements don't work for most people, and now I get it. And I've been fighting this for years. In fact, I said supplements are a waste of time. I don't see any results. And I have a lot of experience with this. My first business was a gym. And when I opened it, I brought in a whole line of supplements for bodybuilding and weight loss and all kinds of things. And I tried them all. And I saw almost no results. And I've done that, you know, over the years when I coached wrestling, I tried different things. The problem is if our diet is so bad, like the standard American diet is, the supplements just aren't going to work. I will tell people, if you're going to try to stay on the standard American diet and think you can fix your problem with supplements or drugs, forget it. It's not going to work. So don't waste your money on the supplements. Fix your diet first. And that's why I say 80% of this, just eat real food. Once you get to that point and you're eating real food, now I can see that when you do some testing, identify what the deficiency is, and then target a supplement to that, it really, really works. So that's like five steps to fixing everything. And the amazing thing is, I want to talk a little bit about the NTA itself and the growth that they're seeing. The more I see the process and the more I see what the NTA is doing, I am so impressed with their program. They have got it so right on helping people get healthy. And I look at the whole system, the NutriQ, the foundations. You know, when you're going through the program and you're going through this now, you just keep hearing the foundations. And it doesn't always click because you're so overwhelmed with all the information. Now I look at it and I see the beauty and the power of understanding those foundations and always working on those first.
Yeah, and you know, every time, oops, I'm not going. I go through, you know, and doing the classwork and that kind of stuff. I'm in awe of how right it feels and that they got it, basic stuff, you know, and it's just so real. And seeing it work, seeing the people in my class, I mean, I'm blown away. There was one of the girls that posted, I created a Facebook group for our Boston group. And 2 years ago, she couldn't turn the page of a book because her MS was so bad. And she ended up finding, you know, the NTA, and she follows more of a paleo diet. And just, you would never know it if you saw her at the workshop, you know, and to see what real food and targeting, like you said, find out what it is and you know, address it that way is absolutely incredible. And I am just so grateful you found the NTA because it's the only thing you can really get your arms around.
Well, it's interesting you bring up somebody with MS because the doctor on the panel with me, Terry Wall, she has the Walls Protocol, and her story is amazing. And MS, we're talking about a serious disease. There's a whole spectrum of MS from mild to really severe, but at the severe end, people die from MS. This disease can kill you. So when we get back, I'll talk about her story with MS because it's pretty darn amazing as well. I have some more stuff I want to talk about, and then of course we'll get to your calls and questions. Stick around. This is Destination Health. I'm Kevin Rutherford. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. My co-host is Kim Cockerham. So, Kim, talking about MS, and, you know, I was on the panel with Terry Walls, and she has the Walls Protocol. And again, I was saying her credentials are just, you know, pretty hard to beat. And she was a doctor when she contracted MS. And, you know, back in 2007, she had been confined to a wheelchair for 4 years. And there are some pictures you can go see on her site about her story. They show October 1st of 07. She's in a wheelchair. You can just see, you know, MS people get like almost constricted, like their body looks like it's trying to tight time. And then you see her October 1st of 2008, a year later, and she's on a bike, riding a bike. And she cured herself completely without drugs, without it. And she's a doctor, but she realized the medical system was failing her. It was not going to fix her at all. And she was on all kinds of drugs, and she was getting the side effects from the drugs. And using what she knew about biology and about the body, she created her own protocol and virtually cured her MS. To see her now, you'd never know. I mean, she is mobile, and what you can't tell a thing. And to believe that 10 years ago, she had been in a wheelchair for 4 years. That would have been the rest of her life had she left it to the medical community. Now,
yeah, they actually had a picture of her dancing and stuff at the, the video.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, what a story, you know, that's just so great.
Yeah. Now here's an interesting thing she said. And she said this when on the panel that I was on with her, and we've talked a little bit about this, but I really loved hearing this from her. She works with veterans. That's kind of her market. She worked at the VA for years. Now she's retired from the VA, and she's writing books and doing other stuff. But the panel was actually about working with, you know, niche markets, and we focused on lower income. And You know, VA, obviously, you're going to be in a lower income. Leslie Korn was the other doctor that was on the panel. She works with indigent tribes in Mexico. Obviously, not a lot of money there. And, you know, I work with truck drivers, not a real high income group. And the one thing that Dr. Walls said that I loved, she said, look, here's the thing. You know, in the paleo community, we talk about quality, we talk about pastured, you know, all of those things. And she said, those are wonderful, no question. But don't get to the point where you think you have to have pastured and organic and high quality. And she said, we will solve more problems if we just get people to eat real food. And don't worry if it's organic or pastured or grass-fed or any of those things. That's the last 20%, that tweaking you might go on to do. But she made a real point to tell people, don't let the quality be an issue. If you're just getting started, just stop eating processed food. Mm-hmm. Eat meat and vegetables and don't worry about where they came from right now. And I thought that was a really good message.
It really is, because some people get hung up on that and let it stop them. There was a similar thing on Facebook in the NTP group where some lady was at the conference with her fifth grade daughter. The fifth grade daughter taught the teacher, you know, because he's even asking about nutrition, and he does pizza and pop, you know, for reward things. And so he's changing that, but he also turned and asked, you know, what could he do? But yet he said that about that being expensive, you know, for, you know, the organic and the pasture. And she told her, I thought this was a good one too, which would be the next step, is like, pick your one favorite thing and go make sure that that's organic and pasture and that kind of stuff. Do it in steps.
Good idea. Yeah, I thought that was a great message. There was one other, and I got this question on the panel, and it was really an interesting comment from an NTP. And she said, here's what I keep running into. And these are NTPs trying to build a practice, and that's difficult, no question. She said, here's what I keep running into. I start working with people, and we get them to change their diet, and they see such amazing results from just changing their diet that they stop coming to me. She said, they don't need me anymore. And I know there's more I can help them with, you know, by looking at the nutrients. She knows there's more she could help them with, but they feel so good, they don't come back. And I said, you know, that's clearly a challenge, no question. And I had some ideas. I'm not going to go into all the stuff I told her about, you know, how to kind of solve that to build a practice. But one of the things I said was, don't look at that as a negative. I said, really, what are we here for? We're here to help people, make them feel better, get them healthier. I said, if you get somebody feeling so good that they feel like they don't need you anymore, you've done your job. What more do you want? That's why we do this. Now, sure, you know you could help them with some more things, but look at this as a positive. I mean, doctors can't say this. Very seldom will you ever hear somebody say, oh, you know, the doctor fixed everything wrong with me. I don't have to go back to him anymore. The pharmacies aren't saying this. They want us to come back time and time and time again. We'll be on their drugs for the rest of our life. So I said, don't look at this as a negative. This is a positive. If you're doing your job so well that these people are saying, oh my God, I feel great, I don't need you anymore, that's a win.
Absolutely. And you hope they go back and spread that ripple amongst their family and friends. And, you know, just that's the key, you know, to pay it forward.
It's interesting that that's where I went as far as helping her build her practice. I said, what you need then is a really, really good referral program, because you obviously are making people happy. Let them bring you new people. And I went into a bunch of other stuff, but I won't go into that. So a couple more things on the NTA. That I'm very, very encouraged about, because again, I look at this NTA program and I am just so impressed by it. It works so well. They've done just such an amazing job with all of their tools and their teaching and their resources. So I would look at this and say, my God, why hasn't this gotten bigger? It works so well. But here's the thing. Anything new takes time. So I learned some history about the NTA. They started teaching people in 2001, And that year they taught 29 people. They certified 29 NTPs. I'll say NTs because they could be NTPs or NTCs. They trained and certified 29 people their first year. As of right now, they've trained over 3,700 and there are 600 people currently in training. So it's growing. Last year, this event was about 300 people. This year it was 725.
That's incredible.
That's a huge growth. And when I was talking to Gray Graham, the founder of the NTA, I said, you know, you've kind of reached the tipping point, which is a really good book, by the way, by Malcolm Gladwell called The Tipping Point. And it talks about, you know, you have this slow, steady growth of a new idea, new product, new service, whatever it might be. And at some point, if it works and it's really good, you will hit this number, and nobody ever knows what the number really is, but all of a sudden the growth just takes off. And I feel like that's where the functional medicine, the whole picture is right now, that this whole industry of functional medicine and better food. And I feel like we're reaching that tipping point. You know, Rob Wolf was there. He was an excellent speaker, by the way. I loved Rob Wolf's stuff. He was one of the absolute first people doing paleo. He actually trained under the guy that started paleo, who is Cordain. Lauren Cordain, I think is his name. He's the guy that came up with the whole idea of paleo, of going back to the hunter-gatherers. And he did all the early research. And Rob Wolf actually trained under him. And Rob said, I've been doing this for almost 2 decades. And, you know, back then, he said, there are more people in this room right now than even knew what paleo was in the whole world 20 years ago when I started. He said, nobody even knew what the word meant. So he's been doing this a very long time. And he kind of felt the same way, that in the last year or so, he feels like we've hit this tipping point, where the ideas are becoming more mainstream. There's more good food available. There's more training, and there's more people that can help you with this. So it was really, really encouraging to see what's happening.
Yeah, it really is. We're in a good spot.
Yeah. So it's exciting. One more thing I want to talk about, because I think this is hard for a lot of people to get their head around because it's different than what they're used to. You know, and I've talked about this before, but the medical community looks for symptoms that they can match a drug to. That's their whole model. Tell me what you're feeling. We'll test some things, and then we'll find a drug to cover up that symptom. And that's really how the whole system works. And I want to contrast that with the way we do things here, because there are a lot of people that still don't get this, and I can tell by the way they're asking their questions. So we'll talk about that right after this. Then we'll get to your calls and questions. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me, and we're talking about contrasting the NTA's approach to health to the medical community, where they look for a symptom and then they have a drug to cover up that symptom, which tends to cause more symptoms, and then you have to take more drugs, and then you do that the rest of your life, and we die. That pretty much covers the medical system the way it works today. And the major difference, clearly the obvious one is we use food instead of medicine. But the other big difference that I want people to understand is we don't treat symptoms. So would, and the reason I say this is because as soon as somebody hears, whether it's truck drivers or any group I'm in, a group of friends, people here in town, wherever I happen to be, if somebody hears I'm a nutritional therapist, they'll say, I have this symptom. What should I eat to fix it? That's not how we work. Mm-hmm. We don't address symptoms. We always follow the symptom backwards until we find the root cause. And then we work on the root cause, not the symptom. So I get people all the time. Oh, my brother-in-law has itchy skin. What can he do? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have an answer for those kind of questions. Or the answer would always be, he just needs to eat real food and then we'll go from there. And if he's not going to transition into a real whole food diet, then there's no point in me trying to do anything. Mm-hmm. Because again, we believe it, and I'm not, it doesn't have to be 100%, but the more real food you eat and the less processed food you eat, the better this is going to work. So when people ask me those kind of very specific questions, you know, I have this, or my friend or my wife has this symptom, that's not what we do. And if it's a medical condition that could either be dangerous or really needs to be addressed, the first thing we are going to do is send them to somebody with a medical background, you know, because we don't mm-hmm. deal with, you know, kind of emergency medical issues. You know, if somebody is having severe pancreatitis or they've got, you know, severe pain in the gallbladder and there might be gallstones, those are medical conditions that have to be treated first. And I do recommend, you know, maybe if you have time and you can find a naturopath, you know, somebody who does have medical credentials but believes in natural remedies, that would be awesome. But no matter what, if it's a medical emergency, you have to address that first. We're not going to fix that here. We're not looking for any kind of quick fixes. We want to find the root cause of the problems and then fix it with diet and lifestyle. Cholesterol is a good example of this. A lot of times people call us and their cholesterol numbers are off the charts and they're really, really worried and they want to address that cholesterol. Well, we never address cholesterol. We don't have anything that says, oh, you have high cholesterol, let's do this. All we do is say, eat a real food diet and your cholesterol numbers are going to get better. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. There could be, you know, we might get through the whole 80%, the diet, fix all those things, and then we may still see some high cholesterol numbers. That may be nothing more than an indication that you've got a lot of inflammation going on in your body somewhere, and your body's producing cholesterol to fix it. So we're not going to address the cholesterol. We're going to go find the inflammation. Why are you inflamed? Let's deal with the root cause. So I just don't think we can say that enough, because mm-hmm. people have been so ingrained into, you have a symptom, you go to the doctor, you tell them what the symptom is, they prescribe a drug, and maybe your symptom goes away, but you haven't fixed anything.
Right. That's why this is, it always feels so right when we're working with people, and with all the nutri cues out there and stuff, we have 680 requests out there as of today. Wow. And I'm so grateful that people take the time to do them, because it is such a starting point. You know, we'll have somebody call into support and say, what supplements should I start with? And I am so grateful. You know, the first thing we do, we need you to fill the NutriQ out, because it's just the starting point. And even with the NutriQ, you know, we do send out the recommendations, but we even, you know, back off those a little bit. And, you know, you can honestly see right away somebody's digestion, but I'll follow that right up with a question. How's your diet? Grains, sugar, because we know that we absolutely don't want you, you know, just taking the supplements without addressing that, because then it's going to be lifelong, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, and just one more comment on that, then we're going to get to the calls. I am blown away by the NutriQ results, because we've been working with people now for a couple months. So now we're getting to the point where we're doing the second NutriQ. So they filled one out, we what all their symptoms are, all the things that are, you know, they're feeling. And then we work on one or two items, digestion, blood sugar, whatever it might be. And then 30 days later, we have them retake that NutriQ, and the results have just been amazing. Everything we target gets better. And it's so satisfying. So if you haven't taken the free NutriQ yet, don't worry about how many we have. We'll deal with that. Go take
it.
It's free. We will.
Are up to date.
That's right. We are caught up. We have an awesome team on this. And I'm just so happy and satisfied with how many people are getting better on this program. So go do it. We're making it as easy and inexpensive as we possibly can. All right. Let's get to some calls. Let's start off in Georgia. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. Hi, Kim. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Hi. I have to apologize. My thought process is a little scattered. I've been trying to compose my question, and I'm a little all over the map. But I mostly wanted to update you. I've been having, I like your term, Kevin, cases of disaster pants all of a sudden with my bulletproof coffee. And I've been taking the Beta Plus, and that seemed to be helping. Things still were just not normal, you know, and I didn't really think I had a lot of an issue with low stomach acid, and it seems like with the NutriQ that kind of confirmed it, because you recommended the Hydrazyme, and that's real low on the hydrochloric acid.
Right.
And the first two times I took it, I took two, and oh boy, that pressure was extremely uncomfortable. So I dropped it down to one and still had a lot of pressure, and was worried about, you know, taking it, you know, with the first meal of the day and having to truck. And then I just kind of eased back into it with one, and that seems to be helping. But that's still relatively new. I would hope, in a, you know, by the end of the week, I should start seeing some improved normalcy in the in that area. I did suspect some adrenals. I've been under an extreme amount of stress the last 6 months.
Hold on a second. Before we go on to the adrenals, let me just address the digestion real quick. If for some reason within the week or 10 days or so you don't start to see improvement using the Hydrazyme and the Beta Plus, that's usually an indication we need to take a step back and do some gut healing first.
Okay.
So
okay.
We usually just jump right in with the digestive enzymes because they're not going to hurt anybody. They almost everybody sees an improvement. But if we get some results where there's a little bit of pain, where things aren't normalizing, then we'll step back and say, okay, maybe we need to do some gut healing first. And we'll do maybe even a 30-day elimination diet. We'll add some IPS as a supplement, bone broth, and get some gut healing going. The collagen gelatin and bulletproof coffee is good for gut healing. So if you don't see an improvement, keep doing what you're doing. If it doesn't clear up in a week or 10 days or so, we might have to take a step back and do some gut healing.
Okay. Okay, and I've been working on the rest of the digestive process. One of the upsides to the recent stress is I'm now driving full time, and I have more time to listen to the podcast and catch up. And I have been literally running away from myself the last 6 months, and that's just manifested in just going too fast in everything. And so I've been trying to just like stop, and even though I'm really, really hungry, I just try to like, you know, slow down a little bit, and then I'll make my food and sit and just trying to slow down while I eat and be present with it. So I've been working on that too. So hopefully that'll play a part as well.
Good.
Oops.
Good.
So the stress hasn't reduced, but I've been working on managing the stress better. It did culminate in the divorce, but I have the business, so now I'm having to do everything. I lost my driver and my mechanic. He quit.
Road to success in the trucking industry. Now back to trucking business.
All right,
hold on.
Hey.
That was me. I was trying to take a note here while the segment was wrapping up, and I was hitting keys, and music was playing everywhere. So,
my mistake. I never do stuff like that.
I shouldn't try to do two things at once. We'll get to a break, and we'll come right back after this. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, a quick heads up. We're heading into the fourth segment. At the end, I'm going to say goodnight, goodbye, all that stuff. Don't hang up. We're going to come back and get to more of your calls and questions. Looks like we could probably squeeze in a couple more questions. So if you've got something you want to talk about, make sure you press one on your phone right now, and we should be able to get to you in the next hour. Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Kim's here with me. This is Destination Health. We're going to get right back to the phones. Okay, Cheryl, go ahead.
Okay. So I had been concerned about the adrenals, and so I wasn't surprised when that came up on the NutriQ. I think Bridget pulled it up. So I've been taking the 80BD5, R2D23, for the adrenals, and I'm still really fatigued towards the end of the day. And so I think it's just a matter of time. I think that's just, you know, again, with the stress management and stuff. So unless there was something that you wanted to point out there or address on the adrenals, I have, I was listening to an earlier podcast about with the adrenals and keto, and I had actually abandoned trying to hit ketosis, and I've just been focusing on getting nutrients in me and eating and keeping it healthy.
It's interesting. This is an area where we keep kind of going back and forth, and I see this a lot in the entire health community right now. The argument is kind of, can you stay completely healthy on long-term keto, or do you use keto to get to a goal and then move to a more paleo diet with a higher carb content? And I was surprised. Dr. Walls, Ben Greenfield, Rob Wolf, many of the speakers I thought would be leaning more towards the paleo, higher carb, and most of them kind of were leaning towards the really good results they see with keto. And what they were saying was, yes, you can see some adrenal fatigue, but if you focus on nutrient density in keto, there seems to be really good results. I know, Kim, you've done some research, and you've kind of leaned this way a little bit, you know, and I'm still kind of stuck in the middle. But I'm starting to think that now here's the thing. I get really good results on keto. I know I can stay in keto and I feel amazing. It seems like there are more and more people that are saying that this really strict low carb can work long term. And people do see a lot of good results, but you really have to seek out that nutrient density. You know, you do need to eat more, you know, high quality seafood, more organ meats, you know, nutrient dense vegetables, a lot of greens, those kind of things. And that people do really well on this. Now there's the whole bio individual thing. And I'm actually doing some research now on a 7-day carb test that kind of helps you identify where your carb tolerance is. So that may be something where that's actually going to be in Rob Wolf's next book. So I'm waiting for the book to come out. I think it gets released on the 21st of this month. So that may be something new we get into, helping people identify what their carb count is. So, Cheryl, that's, you know, there are some things on adrenals. The other thing I would say about adrenals, time. There's no quick turnaround on adrenals. With blood sugar, I mean, we can make a difference in somebody's blood sugar in a couple days. It's that powerful. Adrenals, we're probably looking at that 60 to 90 day window of doing a lot of things and seeing adrenals improve over time. Now, it doesn't mean that you can just eat real food and they're going to fix themselves. Adrenals are one of those areas where we need to target some things. Relaxation, stress reduction, better sleep, some targeted supplementation. So this is where we say, you know, my five-step approach, step one, eat whole real food, fixes about 80% of the problems. And those are things like obesity, blood sugar control, essential fatty acids. Most of those things will fix themselves with a reasonably good diet. Some of the things that have to do with hormones, pituitary, thyroid, and adrenals, usually require us to go in and address those specifically.
Okay. And I have been trying to slow down inside and not run away from myself and just take and pause. So I'm starting to focus on, you know, the stress management, stress reduction thing. So that is definitely the next step for me on the adrenal, you know, stretching and meditating.
And I think that's the bigger issue when it comes to adrenals. I think lifestyle and adrenals are a big thing. And even the supplements that we use for adrenals, many times those supplements are designed to calm and relax so that we don't have all the stress. So even the supplements we use for adrenals are really kind of addressing more lifestyle issues, some anxiety and things like that, to help you calm down so that we're not overtaxing the adrenals. Kim, I know you had to add something to that.
Yeah, just something when you were talking about the ketosis, I just watched a video by Dr. Eric Berg too. That was interesting. And I'm in working ketosis right now too, and working more. The one thing I never increase, like I'm working with my protein and fat right now. The one thing I don't increase is my carbs. And they're all the vegetables and that. And I love where I'm at with it. Just looking for to get some results, you know, so I'm tweaking it and playing around. The whole thing with ketosis, and he does believe in like lifelong ketosis too, is the effect on insulin and what that does within our body. And, you know, when Cheryl was talking about the tiredness and stuff too, that's an example of still possibly being a sugar burner and that too. So, a lot of people in the benefits of the ketosis, and if you can get into the fat burning stage and keeping your insulin in check, that's one of the number one things, as well as the cortisol. And I'm constantly researching and reading. And right now, you know, because I had said that I'm not sure if I want to be in ketosis forever, but I do know when I am in that fat burning stage, that is where I am feel the best energy wise, craving wise, eating the good food, because it just helps keep you on track just because you're craving the nutrient food then too. So,
I like I say, this is one of the more hotly debated topics. You know, is it healthy and safe to stay in ketosis long term, maybe even for the rest of your life? And maybe for some people it's not. That may come down to the bio-individuality, but it certainly seems like a lot of people who not only do it, but study it and research it, I'm seeing more and more people leaning towards long-term ketosis may be the way to go for some people.
And I think the key is the nutrient-dense food. You can't, you know, you're going to be in ketosis if you drink bulletproof coffee all day. But if your goal is ketosis, you know, you're going to get it, but you're missing the bigger picture. And I think putting that with nutrient-dense whole food is the golden key.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting stuff. All right, let's... Let's get to another call. Let's go to Oregon. Bren, welcome to the program.
Hey, hi, Kevin. Hi, Kim. Thanks for getting me on the show.
You're welcome. What can we help you with today?
I think you actually answered my question earlier. Calling about cholesterol, I put a question on Destination Health last week, and Kim said to call the show with my numbers.
Good. Yeah, so cholesterol is kind of an interesting thing. We've treated it completely wrong. We're still learning, but you're finding many functional doctors ignoring it now, not looking at the numbers, not looking at the ratios. You know, we at least have a better way of looking at it with the ratios than we used to. But I'm seeing a lot of functional medicine doctors just saying, look, we don't address cholesterol at all. It is what it is. You know, if you get the diet right, a good, clean, whole food diet, the numbers are going to improve. And it's the only thing they've seen that really improves it other than statins. And we know all the problems with those. So, you know, lowering carbohydrates is the number one key to improving cholesterol numbers. It's been proven over and over and over. This is where a ketogenic diet really helps. Now, I will tell people, because I know we have a question somebody asked. They went keto, things are going great, but their cholesterol numbers went through the roof. And now their doctor wants them to, you know, take statins and do all kinds of crazy stuff. One of the things you want to avoid is checking your cholesterol numbers while you're losing weight, because cholesterol is stored in the fat cells. And as you're losing weight, it's released into the bloodstream. Well, your numbers are going to go through the roof. And then it takes time for your body to metabolize the excess cholesterol. And we see that a lot. So I would tell people, if you're in keto and you're losing weight, which is a lot of people do, don't worry about your cholesterol numbers. Let's wait till you hit your target weight, then give it another 60 days, then go have your numbers checked. If we were to see high cholesterol numbers then, that's nothing more than an indication of your body producing more cholesterol for a reason. And one of the reasons is inflammation. Our body uses cholesterol to fight inflammation. So again, we wouldn't target the cholesterol. We would go do some testing and find out why the body is producing the excess cholesterol, and we would address the inflammation. So I think, like you said, we've already answered that one. Hopefully that helps a lot of people. And there's the music. That means we've got to get out of here. We'll do it again. So join us. Thanks, and we'll see you soon. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, we're going to do a second hour, so here we go. Let me give you an idea on questions. We've got quite a few now, so we'll go ahead and get started. If it looks like we have some room for more, I'll let you know. Here we go.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. My co-host is Kim Cockerham. This is the show where we take your calls and answer your questions about everything health. And of course, we wrap it around that trucking lifestyle and how you get really healthy on the road. We'll take your calls and answer your questions about fitness, nutrition, diet, supplements, exercise, disease, drugs, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. Kim, welcome back.
Hi, glad to be here, Kevin.
You know, last show I was talking a lot about the NTA conference I was just at and all the exciting things that are going on, all the people we've been able to help, which is, it's just so satisfying to see results, to see people who have been struggling with health issues for sometimes decades, almost always years. The medical community hasn't really helped them. Each decade, they're on more and more drugs. They have more and more symptoms. And then through real whole food and some targeted supplementation, maybe a little bit of testing, we're seeing people turn around major issues. And it's just so satisfying to see that happen.
It really is. It's just blown away by it. And our, you know, all of our people too, that we work with and that email us with the, you know, that sign up for the NutriQ and tell us what their health concerns are and stuff like that. They're really, I hope they feel like this big circle, like our tribe. We talk about our tribe, but I hope they feel it. I just hope they feel like they are part of something really good. And it's everybody working together. It's incredible.
You know, and speaking of the tribe and you know, working together, and it, the interesting thing was at the NTA conference, and literally we had, you know, NTPs and NTCs and doctors and chiropractors. And I mean, there were a lot of practitioners at the event and people from the NTA's trained people all over the world now. I'm going to be doing an event coming up for the NTA in Australia. I'm kind of excited about that. The NTA in Australia reached out to me and asked me if I would do a Facebook Live event for them. So
that is so cool. Yeah,
it is.
You're going,
you know,
down under.
Yeah, going down under. So to see the growth was amazing. But here's the other cool thing. The first night of the event, I wasn't there. I wasn't speaking on Friday. So I stopped in, I registered, and we had to get some other stuff done. So I left. They had a banquet that night.
Mm-hmm.
We got an award. The cool thing was I wasn't there to receive it, but Sarah was, one of our listeners, our tribe here and our part of our team. So she was able to go up and accept the award, but the award, and I kind of feel like, you know, the award has my name on it, but I feel like the award was given to the trucking industry. And the award was that we, Let's Truck, is the number one referrer for the NTA. We have referred more people to NTPs, NTCs, and to the program. We have drivers and listeners taking the program now. We've referred more people than anybody else. And
that
the talk.
So incredible.
The talk everywhere you went in the conference was about, oh, you're the truck people. Oh, yeah, we heard about you. Oh, yeah, I have one of your listeners as a client. That's all I heard all weekend long, which was just so awesome. And people were talking about how our mission, you and I have talked about this, is not to make truck drivers as healthy as the regular population. We want to make the trucking industry an example of how you can be absolutely healthy no matter what your job or occupation is. It may be a little more difficult. We may have to come up with new ideas, which we've been doing, and so does our tribe. But our goal is to make an example. Here's somebody who traditionally has been very unhealthy in this occupation. We're going to make them the healthiest occupation in the country.
I love that. And when you did that, when you first said that, because that's what I love with what you do. You see bigger like that. And you think, why not? You know, and you're like, the rest of us are back here going like, yeah, why not? And we just get fired up behind you. And it's just awesome. I'm so proud of everybody and proud of you for bringing it and everybody working together to spread the word.
Yeah. So the other thing I talked about the last show that I really got to see at the conference was how this whole functional medicine movement is growing. Doctors, you know, with MDs, PhDs, people who have been in the traditional medical community and are now saying, look, it didn't work. We're not helping people. And they're moving to more functional medicine. You know, Dr. Mark Hyman at the Cleveland Clinic, there's just so many examples of this now. So many of the speakers at the event were doctors and PhDs, not just NTPs. So there's this whole movement now towards food and functional medicine and supplements instead of drugs. And it's really exciting because now that the market is there, people are moving in to fill in the need, for better food products, for some convenience foods that are actually healthy for you. You know, typically, if you wanted convenience food, you were getting garbage. You were getting the stuff that you absolutely shouldn't be eating. And now we're seeing companies producing foods that are a little more convenient, you know, you don't have to go out in the field and cut your food off and cook everything from scratch. So we're seeing some products that are filling a need. I found a very cool product around bone broth. We'll be talking about that. We've talked about, you know, creating the freeze-dried foods now that there's a market. So it's exciting because we've said, yeah, some of these things are hard to find. One of the things we're doing is scouring the market and finding these products and putting them all in one place in our store. So instead of me trying to say, oh yeah, if you want really good, you know, collagen gelatin, you have to go to this website. And if you want a really good oil, you have to go to this website. And if you want nut butters, you have to go to this site. And if you want beef sticks, you have to go to this site. And so we're finding all those products and putting them in one place in our store. So, you know, I'd encourage people to go check that out. But here's the other thing that's happening. And I've said this before, if you're eating the standard American diet, forget supplements, they're not going to work. I've said that for years. Well, now I understand why. You have to fix the diet first. And when you do, now we are seeing supplements that are working the way they were, that they're supposed to. You know, some of these supplements, almost all the supplements, honestly, go back thousands of years. If you look at either Ayurvedic medicine or Chinese medicine, they never had drugs. They still don't really believe in drugs. They believe in herbs and supplements and botanicals. And, you know, when you read the research and you see what this specific supplement was supposed to do, but yet people on the standard American diet take it and you don't really see any results. Mm-hmm. So one of them you brought to my attention. And I went and did the research on it. I'm like, how the hell did I not know about this? Mm-hmm. And why isn't this being talked about more? And mm-hmm. I think it's one of those supplements that it's been around in Chinese medicine forever, thousands of years. And it's a really, really powerful supplement. They claim this is one of the few supplements that almost works like a drug. It's that right. powerful. The cool thing is we don't have the side effects of the drugs, but they have done testing on this particular supplement side by side with a pretty powerful drug that has all kinds of side effects, and the supplement actually works better. And I thought,
yeah, it's incredible.
And it works on multiple things. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where if you were to watch an infomercial on this supplement, I would be the guy.
Yeah.
Going, oh yeah. Screw that. It can't possibly do all that stuff. What a hoax. But I did the research. I went back into medical research, hundreds and hundreds of studies on this supplement, and it fixes quite a few things. And I'm like, how the hell have I missed this? I think my guess is a year from now, you're going to be hearing a lot more about this supplement. We got it in the store just this morning, because we knew we wanted to be talking about it. I can't wait to get it myself. We have to get it ordered and get it in. And I'm going to do some numbers testing because this supplement to be really good for blood sugar control. Mm-hmm. Well, I have 2 years worth of data on blood sugar. I test mine all the time. So I'm going to take it and see if I see any improvements in my numbers. It's supposed to lower blood pressure. I've been tracking my blood pressure for 2 years, so I have all those numbers. There's a whole list of things that this helps with. Really amazing stuff. So I'm going to start doing some testing and some numbers. I'm sure we'll be getting feedback from our listeners who try it. So if any of you try it, I'd love to see people who know their numbers, know their blood sugar, know their blood pressure, know their cholesterol. It's supposed to be a big improvement in cholesterol. And I'd love to start getting some results back from people. And when we get back, we'll tell you what that supplement is. And I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about this from a lot of people soon. So stick around. We'll be right back and we'll talk about that right after this. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. And Kim, we're talking about a new to us supplement. Seems to be new to the whole functional medicine paleo community, but I think we're going to be hearing a lot about this one because it's pretty amazing. It's been around for centuries in Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine. You know, if we look over the last year or two, I think the big supplement I see everywhere, turmeric. And turmeric is pretty amazing, anti-inflammatory, all kinds of things. I think this may be the next turmeric. And I'll tell people, look, if you're on a standard American diet, don't bother with this stuff. It's not going to work. If you're on a good, clean diet and you're looking for another edge, and in this case, lowering blood sugar, lowering blood pressure, lowering cholesterol numbers and improving cholesterol profiles. It's a pretty amazing supplement.
It really is. And, you know, McColda's article was back in June of 2015. And where I found this, because, you know, I've been monitoring my blood sugar and it's not crazy bad, but it's not where I want it to be. I mean, I'm at like right 100, like a lot. I want it in the 80s. And so I was looking for, you know, natural ways to do blood pressure, and not blood pressure, blood sugar and so forth. And this came up twice. And then, so I read on it, I wrote the term down. I found Biotic Carrier, which I was really happy. There was another supplement I'll have to send your way to look at too, that wasn't in any of the Biotics ones. Then I heard it on a podcast yesterday. So I'm like, wow, you hadn't heard this before. And then one of our tribe members out there emailed support and said, hey, have you guys ever heard of this product? And I went, hey, you know, and that's when then I sent it on to you with the articles. And I'm like, you know, this is just, timing is perfect. It's just come around. I think, like you said, we added to the store because what spoke to me is about the blood sugar, but also the anti-inflammatory benefits of this. Is huge. And it just, you read on it. I'll post the two articles that I read from Authority Nutrition and McColda on this, on our Facebook page. And the more you read, you just like, I want to try this, you know, so, and like all of our supplements, if you're already on medication and stuff, you know, you need to talk to your doctor about it. But if you're eating good and clean and you've got some things you want to work on, this looks like a good one.
Yeah. Let me give you a, another, post on this because I looked at both of those. I love Mercola or Authority Nutrition. I have some problems with some of their stuff.
Yeah,
they did a good job.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who I really, really like his posts. And he did a great article on this, Dr. X.
Did he do one on this? I didn't go to his site.
Yeah.
Look.
And check his out. He's got a really cool infographic on his. He's a really good writer when it comes to blog posts on stuff like this. His are short and clear and right to the point. So check his out. So here's the
that holy basil too. It's just good. I'll put this up.
So, you know, drum roll. Here's the supplement berberine. Berberine, never even heard of it. And you know, last show I talked about the tipping point with the NTA. When you get to a point where so many people are talking about something and it kind of just takes off and grows a life of its own. I'm predicting in 2017, in the paleo functional medicine world, we're going to be hearing a lot about berberine. And the cool thing is, like you pointed out, Biotics has a berberine supplement. So we love Biotics. We know it's quality. We know you're getting what it says you're getting. So we are carrying this as a supplement from Biotics in our store.
Yeah. And a quick note, Kevin, they come 90 to a bottle, 500 milligrams. Everything I've read so far says a dose of between 500 and 1500 milligrams. Personally, myself, because I'm going to be working on, focusing blood sugar, I will take one a meal. So I will do 1500 to start with and just watch that, you know, and see how that works and go from there. They do recommend like spreading it out throughout the day because it does get absorbed like right away into your blood.
Well, that's an interesting point, this is one of the reasons why I think this didn't get picked up in more Western medicine, even in like the paleo or the, you know, functional medicine community, was because, and I forget where I found this, they said when kind of Western medicine first identified it, you know, if you look at Eastern medicine, Chinese, Ayurvedic, those kind of things, they're so old, centuries, thousands of years, that they couldn't use testing to prove that something worked. Like they couldn't do a blood test to tell you whether or not, you know, you were getting more berberine in your diet. They learned over, you know, generations just what worked. You know, they weren't testing somebody's blood, but they knew, you know, the medicine men knew what worked by results over time. So what happened was in the more Western medicine, when we started researching this, they would do blood tests to see, does a person absorb this? If you take the supplement, is your body able to absorb it? There are a lot of supplements that would actually work, but our body can't absorb the supplement. So that's one of the things you have to figure out, what form of the supplement will be bioavailable to your body. And when they first started testing this, they said we would give it to somebody, we would wait a while and do a blood test, and we would see no increase in the element in their body. Well, it turns out our body metabolizes it so fast that they couldn't measure it in time. So it is completely absorbable. It's so absorbable that they have a hard time testing it because the body immediately metabolizes it and starts putting it to use. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure is. I'm excited for it. Really am.
Yeah, so berberine. Interesting. It's in the store. All right. What else did I have? I think that might be it. Anything you want to talk about, or should we get to some calls?
No, let's get to some calls. That'd be great.
Let's do that. Let's go to Minnesota. Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Kevin and Kim.
Hi there.
My mother, which is the most stubborn person I know in the world, developed diabetes. And I'm looking for, she agreed to read a book if I gave her a book. You know, I tried to help her out, you know, with a lot of different stuff. She doesn't have a gallbladder. I tried to get her on the bile salts and she didn't take, you know, she pushed them aside or whatever, but she said she would read a book. So if, what is your best book recommendation for somebody that just got, you know, ended up with type 2 diabetes? And she still loves her yogurt and all that stuff.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is there are some books out there specifically addressing diabetes, even a couple good ones. But honestly, I think the book I would recommend isn't about diabetes, but it's really about understanding where our diet went wrong and how we should be eating. And I think... I would recommend Eat Fat, Get Thin by Dr. Mark Hyman. And it's not specifically about diabetes, but I think it's one of the better books to help somebody overcome their fear of fat. And I think that's what's causing a lot of the problems with diabetes and diabetics. We're so afraid of fat. And if you don't eat fat, all that's left to fill in that place is carbohydrates. So I think that, one, he's a functional medicine doctor. He's with the Cleveland Clinic. He's got great credentials. He's an excellent writer. And I think if you followed what he tells you in that book, you're not going to have diabetes, even though he doesn't address it specifically. What do you think,
yep.
Kim?
I think it's really good because that's what I got from that book, too, was over my fear of fat, even though we've been talking about it forever, you know. It really helped me with that. It completely makes sense, Gary, that you can get your arms around, and he gives, you know, like, you know, just even encourage her to, you know, do his 21-day plan, you know, to just focus on it and then see what the results are.
Yep. Okay. I've read that book probably about five times. I shouldn't say read it. I've listened to it about five times because I'm over the road trucker. And so I'm going to actually physically go buy her the book. You got any, what would be the next book in line because she loves to read. So if she gets interested, I'd love to have her jump into something else right away too.
Let me go look. I do have a book in my arsenal that was specifically about diabetes, but I have to find it. So I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll try to find it before the end of the show, and I'll let you know what it is. It doesn't stick out in my mind, but I know I read one that was specifically about diabetes. And I think if we add that to this one, we'll be good. Let's go to Ohio. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kim, Kevin.
Hi, Randy.
Hi. You've been talking about the cholesterol. That's what I was calling about. I sent Kim my test from February, and my cholesterol jumped up to like 320 from 158. But I also stopped taking my cholesterol medicine back in September.
Okay, let me get to a break. We will come back and we will talk about that. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. Okay, so for Gary on the second book, Gary grabbed something to write with, and I found it. It's called Blood Sugar 101. That's the title, Blood Sugar 101. The subtitle, What They Don't Tell You About Diabetes, and it's by Jenny Ruhl, R-U-H-L. So I would have her read Dr. Hyman's book first, Eat Fat, Get Thin, and then have her read Blood Sugar 101. If she's not convinced after those two books that she could completely cure her own diabetes, then I don't think anything's going to do it. So we were talking with Randy in Ohio about cholesterol. So, Randy, I've got your results here. I love the way I can see the whole timeline, you know, going back several years, what's been going on with your cholesterol. I'm not surprised after you stopped taking it, your cholesterol numbers went up, but right. You've been listening. And first off, the cholesterol drugs don't fix the problem. The statins definitely lower cholesterol numbers, but so what? Right. I mean, there's no proof anywhere that lowering cholesterol numbers does anything. So, yeah, they work. They'll lower your cholesterol numbers, but there's no proof that that's making anybody any healthier. In fact, there's a lot of proof that it's not making people healthier. And then we know of all the side effects of statins, which are horrible. There's another problem here. Like I said, if your body is producing too much cholesterol, and I think our numbers are all whacked out anyway, but you know, yours were high, clearly high. Even your ratios aren't good. So we do know you have some cholesterol problems. But here's the reason I don't like taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, because you're just covering up the problem. And now we can act like it doesn't exist. Your body's producing all this cholesterol for a reason. And we need to go find out why it's doing it and then solve that problem and then watch the cholesterol numbers come down on their own, naturally. So we do know that a good, clean, paleo or keto-style diet is the only diet ever been shown to really improve all of your cholesterol numbers. Then we know we need time. But if you're on the diet for a certain amount of time and you still have high cholesterol numbers, then we would go in and start trying to find out why. Most likely it's inflammation. What's inflamed? Why is it inflamed? And what can we do to fix it?
Yes, because that's what I, back in July, at my birthday, I decided I was changing, and I started eating whole foods. I got grass-fed. A good friend of mine has a farm, and I eat liver now, and I eat tuna now, something I never ate, and I don't eat any potatoes, hardly at all, and no bread, just salads and beef, and drink the bulletproof coffee.
That alone is going to make a huge improvement. If you're eating that way and your cholesterol numbers are still elevated, then some of it is just going to be time. The longer you do it, the better your numbers are going to get. Have you filled out our NutriQ yet?
Yes, that's where I got, that's why I sent that to Kim. I did it on here, I think, 3 weeks ago.
I'm going to grab it, Kevin.
Yeah, let's take a look at, because again, I would just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And I think your cholesterol numbers are going to improve. And if they don't, that's okay. Then it's telling us there's still a problem we need to go look at. And I'm going to look at your NutriQ now and see if there's something I may be able to pull out of there that's making some sense. But, I would encourage you to just keep doing what you're doing. So I've got, Kim's got it for me here. You're scoring pretty high on digestion. So we do need to work on digestion and get your digestion fixed. That's going to go a long way towards getting your cholesterol numbers improved. Because the one thing we talk about all the time, diet's number one. But if you're eating the right foods, not digesting them properly, you're not going to get all the benefit. So I would say, like most people, we address digestion first. We supplement, kickstart it, get your digestion working, but you're also scoring very high. In fact, this is your worst category, is essential fatty acids. Now, Kim, here's another example. I had not seen, I was simply going by what information I did have. And I said, my guess is if we get the diet right and you're still showing high cholesterol numbers, it's going to be because of inflammation. Our best marker for inflammation is an essential fatty acids imbalance, which is exactly what you have. So again, the system works. The NutriQ is pointing out exactly what I said was going to be here even before I saw it. So work on digestion. You've already got the diet right. Keep doing that. Digestion alone is going to help improve this. Then we could also work on your essential fatty acid balance. So if I were going to recommend supplements for you, it would be digestion, probably the Hydrazyme and the Beta Plus, and also the Biomega-3 to add some good omega-3s to your diet, and that will start bringing down inflammation. But, Kim, for inflammation, what else might we recommend that...
Now, I mean, I can see with so many people we talked about that you would be ideal for the new supplement we just brought in, Randy, the berberine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking when I heard you talking about it, because I'm on blood pressure medicine also. And, you know, I do monitor it, and I do test my blood sugar usually once a week anyway, and before I eat and after I eat and that. And it's about 113 after about 2 hours, usually when I eat, most of the time.
Yeah. So, you are a great example. Randy, I would love to see, I would make a prediction that if you do the, digestive supplements, the Biomega 3, and the berberine, in 30 days, we're going to see huge improvements in your symptoms. And my guess is if you were to retest cholesterol somewhere between 30 and 60 days from now, we're going to see huge improvements in those numbers as well.
Okay. Kim, can I
I will send you an email. Okay. Yep, yeah. So as he was doing, I was already started an email to you, so we'll send it your way. Because, you know, we've learned, too, as people are, you know, it's neat how we're adjusting what we're making available and what's working. You know, like your client recommendations had something a little different with Optimal, Kevin, and we've been switching to the Biomega 3, too, so.
Yeah, what we're finding on the mm-hmm. Optimal EFAs, it's a great supplement, but if somebody's really out of balance, so the Optimal EFAs have all three, the omega 3, 6, and 9, and that's a great supplement if somebody had been on a low-fat diet for a long time and were just trying to get all of their essential fatty acids up. What we're finding with our group really isn't afraid of fat, probably never has been. So they've probably always had fats in their diet. And what we're finding is they're so overloaded with omega-6 that when we're using the Optimal EFAs, it's not fixing some of the problems. So we're now tweaking that and saying, okay, they're getting enough fats and they're eating a keto diet, they're just not getting enough of the omega-3. So instead of trying to take the balance supplement, we're moving people to the omega-3 to get the balance better. All right, let's get to some calls. We're going to go to Oregon. Sarah and Vic, welcome.
Hello. I just wanted to share some of all my excitement. I also attended the NTA conference this weekend, followed by Monday's farm tour, which I shared pictures of those three farms on the Destination Health page. So it was really cool. One of the things that I was really interested by and I'm going to be doing some more deep research into is Natasha Campbell McBride, who we know is the inventor of the GAPS diet. She opened up with a keynote speech about the human body as an ecosystem. We don't, you know, our gut flora isn't just microbes. There's a whole community. Oh, there's the music.
Yep, I'll get to a break. We'll come back and we will talk about that because that was a great topic, by the way. We will be right back with more stuff. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. We're going to go right back to the phone. Sarah, go ahead.
Hey, I was just saying she was talking all about the human body being an ecosystem. It's microbes, bacteria, fungus, viruses, archaea, which I don't know what it is yet. I have to figure that out. Protozoa, and many more. And like just like a whole forest is connected by the mycelium of the fungus, we also have fungus inside us that connect everything. And one of the coolest things is that when our body accumulates a certain amount of toxins, the fungi will notice it there. They know exactly which bacteria will eat that fungus, and they go get them from the gut, and they say, you camp out here and clean all this up, and then so that doesn't become an overgrowth there. When they've got it all cleaned up, they shoot it back. Just amazing stuff. And Natasha Campbell McBride, she's going to have a new book coming out in April. And what she shared at the end of her one-hour speech with a lot of information on Friday morning was a quote by Roosevelt: "A nation that destroys its soil destroys itself." And then she kind of converted that over to, we need to take care of our soil in order to take care of ourselves. The gut soil is the soil inside us that is the root of all our health. So healthy roots, healthy bodies. And I'll get back to the show.
Great point. In fact, one of the things I've been researching, Kim, we love Biotix, no question. I love the company. I love everything they're doing. Their products are awesome. I'm looking for a new probiotic. Right now I'm happy with Biodolph 7, but there's so much new research coming out. And Sarah just talked about there's bacteria, there's fungi, there's all these different organisms that should be in our gut. And we're just now learning this. This is brand new stuff. So Biodolph 7 has seven strains of probiotics. It has some prebiotics. It's really high quality. But now I'm looking at a company that produces a product that has 29 strains. Very high quality, very high potency. They have a delivery system that's supposed to be better. So at some point, you may see a switch. If you have Biodolph, absolutely keep taking it. I'm still taking mine. But that's the one supplement that you may see a switch, because there's so much new research coming out. There are companies that's all they do. You know, Biotix does a whole line of everything you could possibly need. But there are companies now that are focusing specifically on prebiotic, probiotic. And so we may be looking at a change there. And that's not to say that what we're doing isn't working. It's just, if there's something better, I want to find it.
Well, when we have the opportunity to talk to people when they order, or when we talk on the show, we recommend people cycle their probiotics. So that's really cool. We just haven't had a chance to go find other ones that we love because of everything else. I think it would be wonderful to have a variety, or, you know, a company that focuses on it to make those available.
The one I'm looking at, hopefully I'll know something by next week. And the thing is, I'm looking to see if I can set up an account with this company. Some supplement companies only accept certain credentials, like you have to be MD or a chiropractor or a naturopath. So the company that produces this one, I'm waiting to hear back from them. I believe they are going to set up an account for me as an NTP. But this, I think, is like the cutting edge of probiotics. This is so different from everything that's on the market, and it's all based on some of the latest research. I'm pretty excited about that.
That's great.
All right, so let's go to Tennessee. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks you, Kim and Kevin, for what you do.
Hi there.
I was talking to, I don't know if Bridget was screening or not, but she was helping me out with a few things I couldn't remember the names of, like the NutriQ and stuff. I have a friend that she'd been diagnosed. She was in a wheelchair. She ended up in a wheelchair. They told her she had MS. You had mentioned that earlier. That's what reminded me of her. And her so-called MS went away when she was trying to clean up her diet and stuff. But she ended up with, they told her, fibromyalgia, then they told her candida, then they've pretty much diagnosed her with everything, even a fungus or mold virus. And she ended up in the dark in her house for 10 years because her eyes, she couldn't stand the light.
Oh boy.
And I told her a lot of that has to do with her diet and something she's allergic to. And she says she's taken the allergy test, you know, this prick you in the back and all that stuff, and it tells you what you're allergic to. She doesn't eat any wheat, gluten, or anything like that. She's cut out the grains. She's cut out sugar. She's cut out all this stuff. And I told her, you know, I said the best thing probably to do, and that's why I couldn't remember which what to start with. And Bridget told me about the NutriQ, and that's the one. That's the name of the test I wanted her to look up on your website. So I'm hoping maybe, you know, that'll at least start her in the right direction. Because now, I mean, they're testing her for more stuff, and she's having mouth sores now. But she has gone through this whole process for the last 13 years of just doctors and probing and prodding and trying to give her supplements, you know, that, you know, or medical and not working.
Well, she could clearly be one of these almost miracle cases, because we've seen this over and over and over. In fact, I would recommend, if you want to give her a recommendation on a book, I would recommend that she read the Walls Protocol. Because, you know, she was diagnosed once with MS. Now most of what she's dealing with sounds like autoimmune kind of stuff. That's what the Walls Protocol specifically addresses. So Dr. Terry
now,
Walls.
Now, that's the lady you were talking. Yeah, Terry Walls. Okay, that's the name I was looking for. Yep. Okay, I liked her story and all, and how she cured herself for the MS. I thought that was really neat. And it really brought that, you know, emotion for my friend of all the stuff she's gone through.
Yeah. Yeah, have her read that book, and I have her take the NutriQ too, because we will identify some things we can target. Sounds to me like hers is going to be a little more complicated if she cleans up the diet and, you know, see some improvements, but there are still some things lingering. I think that would be a great way to go. Let's go to New Mexico. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. What can we help you with today?
Okay. I started the keto diet mid-January. I got a target to lose 60 to 80 pounds. And ultimately now my wife and three daughters are converting to the diet. I think a lot to do in support of me, but they absolutely love the diet.
Oh, good.
My concern is I don't know whether they should be following a keto or a paleo diet. My wife, she bikes or runs every day. I've got a daughter who's a sophomore, 15 years old, varsity softball team, shortstop. The 12-year-old is playing soccer, and an 8-year-old in competitive gymnastics.
Okay.
Is keto a good idea for these, or should they be looking more towards paleo?
You know, I'm going to make a couple recommendations, and I think Kim's definitely going to jump in because she's really good at this kind of stuff because she lives a lot of this. So I think you start with a keto diet, especially when people try it and like it, you know, when they feel good, when they like it. Absolutely stick with any diet that people like, because the biggest problem we see with any diet is people just don't stick to it. So if you find one you like, then that's a really good sign. What I would say is we might do a modified keto. So and what we're going to modify is the level of carbohydrate based on the level of activity. So somebody who is completely sedentary, if we take an average truck driver who spends 70 hours every 8 days sitting still in a seat, and then they don't do anything active outside of their job either, they could be one of those really strict keto, 20 grams of carbs a day, and do really well. But if you've got somebody who's working out hard, very, very active, they would struggle at that level. They would not feel good. They may stay in ketosis, but they may be eating 60 to 80 grams of carbs a day to help with the activity. Kim, anything you want to jump in there real quick?
Yeah, Mike, just have them go look up the book, the movie Run on Fat. You can rent it and watch it on your computer, buy it, Run on Fat, and look at Dr. Steve Finney and Jeff Bullock's book, The Art and Science of Low Carbohydrate Performance. Those are really good resources.
Yeah, and then call us back again next week when we have a little more time. But yeah, absolutely, let them start on keto. Just modify their carbohydrates up a little bit until they find that place where they have good energy when they're training. and they're reaching their other goals. So it might take a little tweaking. You could always have them fill out the NutriQ, and we could give them some advice from that as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right. Thanks, everybody. And we will see you this weekend for the live show.